There are a number of changes here. I mentioned Mr. Panetta and General Petraeus, but there are some of these others that I think are interesting, too. The ones that kind of appear below the headline. Ryan Crocker is moving to become the ambassador to Afghanistan. The choice of Lieutenant General John Allen to become a special assistant for a couple of months. He'll essentially sit beside Admiral Mullen at the Joint Chiefs Chairman's office and preparing for to take General Petraeus' place in Afghanistan. On the whole, not just with the Panetta and Petraeus nominations, what's your takeaway, your sense of the changes that are happening in the national security and intel community?
Well, I think the Obama administration is really looking to put people with a lot of expertise into these key positions. You mentioned Ryan Crocker. He has numerous tours of duty in the Middle East and in South Asia, stretching back for decades. And General Allen, as a Marine, which is the service that is most often identified with the type of small wars and other specialized operations that we are conducting currently in Afghanistan, both of these gentlemen bring a level of expertise both in their careers and in their service that make them well-suited for the roles. So I think overall we're seeing the administration looking to put the right people into the right positions, and I think all of the appointments that were announced today continue that trend.
I think the nomination of Mr. Crocker, Ambassador Crocker, to go over there was the one that jumped out at me first just because of his background. Now, I'm looking at this from Wikipedia. It says he has been ambassador to Iraq, ambassador to Pakistan, Syria, Kuwait, Lebanon, and now headed to Afghanistan. I mean, I think if you were going to write a dream resume for who you would like to have go to Afghanistan at this point in time, that list of previous service stations would probably be it, wouldn't it?
I think so. Moreover, Ryan Crocker and General Petraeus, when they were serving together in Iraq during the surge, became sort of the model for civil-military relations. And as we all know, a lot of the problems that the United States is encountering in Afghanistan right now have to do with the civilian side of the issue. So rebuilding governance structures and other things, cracking down on corruption. So, you know, having accomplished those things in Iraq, I think that the administration is optimistic that he can repeat the feat now in Afghanistan.
Yeah, that seemed to me to be what that appointment was all about, was the kind of repeating the magic that he played in Iraq. His term in office there was early 2007 to the end of President Bush's administration there. But of the list of service points that I mentioned earlier, a number of those came during the Clinton administration. So certainly nobody could say that Ambassador Crocker is a political person getting these appointments. Let's talk about the big names that people are focused on this afternoon, Director Panetta and General Petraeus. What was the significance that you took away from Mr. Panetta going to DOD when the budget situation is the way it is? He's a former OMB director. What connection did you see there? What significance did you see there, if any?
I think the sentiment is that Panetta has more varied and deeper experience with budget issues than any other national security official that's serving today. He has productive relationships with the White House and with the Congress, and in order for the Pentagon to sustain political support for its budgets, it is absolutely critical that they maintain positive relationships with the White House and on the Hill. So I think by dint of his experience, Panetta is obviously well qualified to do both of those things. Moreover, I would add that Panetta has been long warning about the long-term dangers of deficit spending and the ballooning federal debt. I was going through some of his previous writings this morning, and I found an op-ed piece he had in the New York Times in 2002 that warned about the new threat from future fiscal instability that the United States could be facing. That was nearly a decade ago, and I think that warning has proved quite accurate. We are now in an era where debt is really posing a serious threat to U.S. national security, and so Panetta seems well-advised and knowledgeable about that, and so hopefully he'll have some ways to address that from his position at the Pentagon.
In that context, when you put him then on a dais at the in front of an Armed Services Committee or at a briefing at the Pentagon next to Admiral Mullen, who's said on a number of occasions that the debt and deficit are our greatest security threat, it seems like the administration's getting that unified voice that you talked about earlier.
Yeah, Panetta's going to face actually a pretty tricky balancing act as Secretary of Defense. On the one hand, he serves at the pleasure of the President and therefore is going to be responsible for carrying out President Obama's agenda. On the other hand, he will be the leader of the Pentagon and therefore have responsibility for carrying out the Pentagon's bureaucratic self-interest, which is basically maximizing its resources and making sure that it has the money it needs to accomplish its many missions. So it'll be interesting to see how Panetta accomplishes that balancing act, particularly as we enter the presidential election season over the next 12 to 18 months.
All right. The last question I have for you, Travis, is one thing that struck me about all of this is the cleanliness. There are no loose ends to be tied up here. Secretary Gates exits. Mr. Panetta replaces him. He's replaced by General Petraeus. The line of succession for all of these jobs is pretty clear. Are there any loose ends that maybe we're not seeing right off the tops of our heads that maybe we should be thinking about?
I mean, there are still a few very important positions that have yet to be filled that will be filled later this year, the most important of which is obviously the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Admiral Mullen will be stepping down, and so there's been a lot of speculation about who will be replacing him. But I think the orchestration is what we might expect from the administration at this point. You don't want any large disruptions in U.S. national security policy, given the fact that we have 2.5 wars going on and we're about to enter, like I said, an election season. So having everything synchronized and a well-oiled machine is exactly what the administration wanted. And based on today's announcement, it looks like they've managed to accomplish that, at least initially.